I'm really, really not feeling Golden Tate this week of the Detroit Lions. They're playing Chicago, but that's not even why. Like, I don't know. I'm just not feeling, what's his name? Danny Dimes. Mm. Not feeling him this week in Chicago. I would not trust Golden Tate to do too much. Wouldn't rely on him.
Okay. So I'm actually going to sit a player from my team, even though I have to start him due to injuries. So looks rough, but Michael Gallup coming off of three back-to-back-to-back double-digit games, including 19 last week off straight receptions and yards. But he plays a tough New England defense this week, and Amari Cooper should be back to almost full health, which I think definitely helped him. So I'm going to sit Michael Gallup this week if you got him on your team, except I'm going to start him.
Choice.
Yeah, if you've got the choice, I would put some other guys above him.
Okay.
Let's move into our other segments. You want to tell us about our over-under this week?
Yeah, so our over-under, as usually generated, they are... Oh, my, I butchered that so much.
You're good.
Our over-under, per usual, generated by myself.
Mm-hmm. I've been throwing in some ideas here and there.
Yeah, but the one... Okay.
The ones that you've been liking so far are probably my ideas. So, keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. But we'll never know, though.
We'll never know. You'll never know. We know.
Yeah. Over-under today is of water bottle flavors, the different brands...
Not water really bottle flavors?
Yeah, just the different brands of water people brands. Who sell bottled water.
Because not all water tastes the same. And that's a proven fact.
It's the same thing, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Facts.
So the order, I believe you have the first pick.
I do have the first pick.
And then me and then Jake. So let's get the ball rolling.
The ball is rolling. All right. We're taking
over under. Over.
Overrated.
Okay.
Fiji. Oh, Fiji water.
There goes my pick. Okay. All right.
I think it is overrated. It's got the foreign name. It sounds like it's from an exotic island, which Fiji, I'm pretty sure, is. It is an exotic island. And so they're kind of playing on the tropical vibes, right? But I just don't think Fiji is quite all it lives up to be. It's expensive. It's not really convenient, so you can't get it everywhere and get hooked. That's kind of why I've got Fiji as an overrated water.
Okay,
that's fair.
All right, I'm scrambling. I did have Fiji as my overrated, but I'm going to go with Aquafina. Not a fancy brand name like Fiji, but it is widely sold and bought in most households. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. The cap is stupid.
Okay.
I don't like the cap. I always struggle with it.
The presentation of the water bottles.
The presentation. Mm-hmm. It's just a stupid clear blue wrapper. It's stupid. And
Aquafina is stupid.
I don't like Aquafina.
Okay.
Jake?
Am I allowed to pick a bubbling flavored water?
I mean, geez.
Water's water. Sure,
reach.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. LaCroix. I'm going to take LaCroix. It's just commonly known as a bad water, but people still drink it.
Okay.
So that's my overrated water.
If it's commonly... Okay. I mean, do I need to say the obvious here? if it's a commonly looked at as a bad water, how is it overrated?
There's still a ton of people that drink it.
People like it.
Yeah. There's
but the people that do like it should not...
I mean, there's definitely some haters out there that'll agree with me, but there's also a ton of people that like it, so...
Sunny.
Okay. For underrated, I'm going to take Crystal Geyser.
Never heard of it.
You see
also
it on,
never heard
it,
of it.
It's like hotel water a lot.
Okay.
I think it's hotel waters that have been in those fridges. It's really refreshing.
Mm.
It's like a cheap brand. It tastes in taste tests, it's actually taste out with Dasani and some of the other, like, the big boys of the water industry.
Mm, yeah.
And so that's why I think Crystal Geyser is an underrated water brand.
All right. I like it.
Give them the respect where it's due.
I like it. Gonna go off the road a little bit, off the brands here. I'm gonna go with the wall-mounted fountain water.
Mm-hmm.
In every school, the one where you just walk up, you lean your head over, and you push it in. Unbeaten, unmashed, always cold, goes down crisp. You can never get enough. Just guzzling that down.
Bonus points during an athletic event. When you're a little dehydrated.
To be more specific, if you guys want to know the actual, it's the LK, EZ381. So,
okay.
Go ahead. It's $359 on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
The best water of your life. I recommend it.
Okay, so that's fair. I don't know my refrigerator type, but I'm gonna take your specific fridge's tap water, because there's something different about, like, I don't know about you guys, but I know my, like, when I drink my water, it's good. But sometimes when I go to other people's houses, it's not as good. So I think your specific fridge water is good. With ice, of course.
Like home
fridge
water?
Yeah. So your home fridge water.
Fair.
It's fair. All right. So you also came up with our
big three.
So you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah. It's fictional dads from either TVs or movies. Mine are from TVs, but you could have gotten either one.
Mm-hmm.
Just dads. Just, like, great dads who you relate to, you either liked wish they were your dad. Don't wish they were your dad. But just your favorite dads that you've seen growing up on the screen. So, Jake, you're starting us off with that one, right?
I am. So, I'm going to go ahead and take... All right, I'm going to take from Good Luck Charlie, I'm taking Bob Duncan.
Ooh.
Classic exterminator dad. Just all-time dad pick there. So, okay. I'll keep it basic. Go there. Just make sure I get it before someone else takes it.
All right. Come to me. I'm going to take Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Okay.
Such a goof. I can definitely see, he like kind of reminds me of my uncle, and I'm probably never going to grow up and be mature, so I'll probably be just like him. So Phil Dunphy, yes.
Okay. On the swing around, I'm going to pick two of my favorite television dads. I'm going to go with Red Foreman from That 70s Show. Just really a hard-headed, he's a jerk, but you can feel that fatherly love in Eric's life. So I'm going to take Red Foreman. I'm also going to take Billy Ray Cyrus from Hannah Montana.
Good pick.
I think he's a classic,
okay,
just good father figure that you can relate to.
Okay.
Right, I'm sticking with the whole goofball dads. I'm going with Clark Griswold from Vacation.
Okay.
Just a great dad. I mean, you just laugh the whole time with that movie. He's so funny. And his name is iconic. I mean, you see Griswold 99 jerseys walking around everywhere.
Right.
Especially in the Christmas time coming up. Heyo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to take... From Despicable Me, I'm taking Gru, classic dad. Just it's another good movie, but he's a good dad there. And then I'm also going to take Marlin from Finding Nemo.
Oh, he's a bad dad, low key. Lowest key, he lost his son.
He finds his son.
The ocean.
I love Nemo.
He didn't lose them.
I love Nemo, but okay, he's a good dad. He's a good dad. Fine.
Yeah, he is.
We gotta do some honorable mentions here.
I do.
We're not finished.
No, we're not done yet. But
okay.
All right, I'm gonna go. I don't know his name. And I'd rather say this instead because people won't know his real name. I'm going to go the dad in Taken movies. Liam Neeson. I mean, he takes down an entire Middle Eastern group in all three movies just to save his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's, come on. Come on, guys.
Also
dad of the year.
Dadsmanship.
That is dad bod. All right.
Okay. So. And I am one of my favorite picks. I didn't think anyone would pick it, so I saved this one. I'm going to take Joe Kingman from The Game Plan.
Oh, interesting.
When he, when Madison Pettis, the young Madison Pettis, playing Peyton Kelly, he, like, lets her and his family. He's the star football player. But I do think he's a great dad in that movie, that 2007 film.
I like it.
I'm going to take Joe Kingman.
Okay.
All right, Jake,
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Let's go back around and do an honorable mention.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Jake.
I had Danny Tanner is one of my honorable mentions.
From Full House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of mine. I'm just going to say two because they're both. They're not technically dads, more father figures, but I want to say them. Just Spencer from iCarly and Carl from Up. So, like, they're not technically dads, but they act as dad figures.
Damn,
in the
I would have. Yeah.
So, that's why I didn't take them in the real thing, but I think they're a good dad figure. Also, you go Homer Simpson.
Okay.
I think I'm surprised
Shoot
that didn't go.
For the rest of us. My Peter, lord.
Peter Griffin.
Okay.
Then
can
my
I
last
talk?
One is Jim Halpert from The Office. Just because
that's
you get to
such
see.
Such a reach. Such
that's
a reach.
A reach.
He's not a – his role in the show, though, is not a dad.
I thought we were going to go around and do, like, one.
We're
each.
Just talking. Go ahead.
Okay, I had – you guys don't watch it, but I had Ned Stark from Game of Thrones.
I have seen that.
The man got beheaded for his daughter.
It's tough.
Such a good guy.
Yep.
That was the only one you had.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter that we said three.
I just didn't want it to get taken.
Okay, but I just
want to
back up my Jim thing. My explanation for it is that you kind of see him grow into the dad role. So that's
yeah,
that's
but
why.
What do you think of him in The Office? He's not a dad.
I didn't say it, but I left it for honorable mentions.
Okay, he's not a dad, though. Like, he is a dad, technically.
He is. He is technically a dad.
But, like, he's not an all-time television dad whatsoever.
I don't know.
I like Pam, though.
Yeah.
I approve of Pam.
You?
As a mom or a dad?
As a person.
Okay. All right, I guess that wraps up a quick little episode for you guys today.
Stay tuned for our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah,
next week,
Thanksgiving
right?
Next week. We'll preview the NFL Thanksgiving games.
Hey.
We'll give you guys some Thanksgiving-themed Big Three and Over-Under, so.
Mm-hmm. Exciting. Let's go.
Deuces.
Episode 19, that's a wrap.
It should be good. Peace. The NFL said they did do a investigation. They could not find any proven evidence.
I wish one of them was, like, the mic'd-up player of the game, like we can hear.
I mean, the NFL has proven they're not very good at overturning calls by evidence.
No.
Mm. So I don't think we can really find a good conclusion here.
Nuke was big mad about that this year.
Oh, yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But Mac, big game this week.
I feel like NFL officiating has been on blast since that pass interference last year. It's just intensified.
Me and Mac had a little game. My Jets played his R-words and pulled out.
That's such an irrelevant game.
Pulled out a pretty easy game, pretty easy dub. Not really. Redskins aren't too good. Jets handled them pretty easily.
It's just practice work for Dwayne. That's all it is. It doesn't matter.
You're just gearing up for next year, right? Yeah.
Get him ready.
I mean, Dwayne had a pretty average day. 19 for 35 for 214.
Him and Terry look good. They got their Ohio State connection going again, so
Darius
I was happy
Geis
about
was
that.
Finally back from my fantasy team. He looked okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, completely off topic. No regards to what we're talking about, but I have to bring it up.
Okay.
Luka Doncic the other night had more points, rebounds, and assists in the first quarter than the entire Warriors team.
Oh, I just saw that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a man right there.
That's wild. Hashtag that's crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, points, rebounds, and assists? Are you kidding? They won that game by 52. The Warriors suck.
Okay, yeah, they're bad.
Back to NFL.
Other than that, nothing too special happened this week, I guess. It's a pretty boring week.
Football?
Yeah, I mean.
What do you think Myles Garrett's punishment should be?
I think rest of the year is fair.
Public hanging.
Jesus.
I don't think that'd go over so well.
No, not at all.
Do you think he should get like charged though, like criminally?
He didn't. No. He didn't file for that. Mason didn't, so he can't.
I know, but I'm saying, I know, like it might not.
I mean, I don't think so. No.
Would you have done it?
Yeah, it's football. No. Like it's a fight in the game. Now I understand, like it's outside of the football rules. Like you can't do it, but.
But it's also, I mean, he clubbed the helmet at the guy's
he
head.
Did. Now,
so
if,
it's not like he threw a punch.
If Mason had gotten seriously injured, I think you could definitely file criminal. But it sounds like he's okay. Which I don't really know how he is, because that would hurt so
Didn't
bad.
Didn't he play the next week?
I mean, it hasn't been.
It happened last week.
It happened last week.
I know, but I'm saying, like, is he going to play?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's not really.
And he's also coming off that injury. Remember, he was, like, unconscious on the field?
Yeah.
Like, he's coming off that 2 weeks ago, then he gets clubbed in the head.
Poor guy.
One of the biggest losers recently has
Mason
Rudolph's head.
Just getting absolutely drilled. But, yeah, other than that, nothing too special. Let's move into a little Week 13 college football. We'll get into our upset picks in a sec. But the biggest game this week is Penn State, Ohio State. So this kind of decides, I guess, who's going to come out of the Big Ten, you would think. Unless something weird happens after that. But who you guys got? So Ohio State's 18.5 point favorite. So you think that's fair?
I got Ohio State.
I mean, on the line or the game?
In the game.
In the game, I'm going to take Ohio State. 18 point favorite.
On the line, I'm still going to take Ohio State.
I mean, on the line, it's a little close. You're just asking me on the game for a game that has an 18 point spread. I'm not going to try to get a little too fancy here.
You're not a betting man?
No. No. I'm not a betting man against an 18 point spread to just take the other team on like straight up.
You don't like to live on the edge?
That's just living stupidly.
Some may say cost.
That's just throwing away money. What else we got this week in college football?
We got Baylor, Texas.
Another big game.
Which Texas is still unranked, but they're pretty good team.
They're just sticking around.
Yeah.
They dropped out of the polls this past week, but they're kind of sticking around.
Yeah, they always hang around. Texas is back, baby.
Mm-hmm. I guess the biggest SEC game would be Texas A&M Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
Georgia's schedule is a gauntlet. Jeez.
I do think Georgia's gonna win, but Texas A&M hasn't looked great as of recently.
Yeah, still a good team though.
Other than that, there's not too many ranked matchups. TCU Oklahoma was probably the most other possible upset pick type deal.
Purdue Wisconsin could be a good game. Big time matchups are always good.
Good. I think Wisconsin will run over them, but.
They choked it.
Purdue needs some of those 7-footers they have to come out and play some offensive line.
I do.
Multi-level connection. Shout out AP Lang.
Hey. I guess, do you guys want to get in some upset picks?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Of the week.
All right, let's go ahead and get started with our Week 13 upset picks of the week. So you want to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. This is a pretty basic pick, but I've seen this team play, so I feel slightly excused. I'm going to take unranked Navy, recently ranked Navy, at home versus number 25 SMU. That's my pick.
That might be the weakest upset pick we've had all year.
I love the Ponies, but I think they're going to fall to the midshipmen in Annapolis.
My lightweight of the week is Suddy, because we agreed, me and Jake are going bold this week. You know, you're going to highlight that sentence, press Command-B. But I'm going Texas A&M over number 4 Georgia.
Wow, big
trigger
pick.
Warning. Uh-huh. I know I'll probably get some flack for that, but hey, it's bold week, baby.
It is bold. I don't think it's impossible.
No,
it's not.
You've picked crazier.
I have picked crazier.
You picked Wofford versus Clemson.
Yeah,
and I was right.
No, you weren't.
All right, I'm gonna stay on the bold side of things. 7:30 ABC. I'm gonna take Arizona State over number 6 Oregon.
Ooh, Arizona State is at home in Tempe.
Oregon's 14-point favorites, but I'm gonna take Herm Edwards and the 5-5 Sun Devils to take down the Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
I don't think the Ducks are it, so I like that pick.
Good pick.
Nothing too bold.
I guess now we can roll into first before we roll into upset picks of the week.
I meant starting to set them.
You're good. Don't sweat.
Talk about this week in fantasy. Set, who do you got?
Oh, like my team in fantasy?
Yes, your team in fantasy.
Hold on, let me pull it up.
All right, I'll go ahead and start. I got Venti. Okay. So Venti's fighting for a playoff spot. He has to win out and have someone else lose, so it's a big week for him.
You seem very knowledgeable on, like, the different playoff scenarios.
We've been talking about a lot at school.
Okay,
so, yeah.
I was about to say, I haven't even sniffed the bottom of, like,
yeah, we've been talking about it a little bit, so we're a little updated, but yeah. Venti's trying to sneak into a playoff spot. I've got both my running backs out. Connor and Mac are both hurt, so hopefully they just get rested up. I probably won't play in the next 2 weeks, just get them rested up for playoffs, but trying to maybe sneak out a win, trying to jump the few points in the standings, but other than that, it doesn't really matter. So,
mm-hmm. I got Nick this week. Recently did make a trade. I had a lot of bench steps, so I finally made a trade and got some cards moving. I sent away Philip Lindsay and Adam Thielen. Lindsay, he's been doing good, but I just didn't need my lineup, so he's gone, and Thielen's been hurt. I don't need him either. So, in return, I got Joe Mixon. So, I have him at my flex. My lineup looks pretty dang good right now, with my running backs being Kamara, Fournette, and Mixon. So, I'm happy with that. But we got a lot of 4 o'clock games, and I'm happy with that. I don't like the 1 o'clock game, so I'm looking forward to this week. Set?
Okay, I've got Luke Brown. This seems like a win that he needs for, like, confirm playoffs.
It same situation as Venti.
That's
needs to win, have other people lose.
Yeah, so I'm, according to the projections, an 11-point favorite. We all know to take that very lightly. Lamar is and Mark are in the Monday night game. I don't have too many 1 p.m., so it should be kind of a later week for me to get things going. Hopefully I can get a good 1 o'clock game out of McCaffrey, though, getting off to a good start.
Yep.
But I like where I'm at going to the playoffs. I think I'm playing well at the right time.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's move into our stardom sit-em picks. Who wants to kick us off?
I'll kick us off.
All right, go ahead.
Kick us off.
My stardom of the week is Nick Chubb. He's got a 1 o'clock matchup against the Miami Dolphins. Home game in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Baker's not doing so hot, so they're going to rely on the run game.
Shove it down the Dolphins' throat.
Seen about three touchdowns from Chubb. So.
Bold.
Stardom in your lineups. Okay.
Don't sit the man.
Not sit the man.
Go ahead, and I'm going to start someone off Mac's team. I'd make sure you start DJ Chark this week.
Yes, sir.
Against a Tennessee team, even though it's on the road, I like Jacksonville's offense to really get it moving, and I think they're going to look through the young Chark to do so, and I think he'll have a good week.
Yep,
that's fair. I'm going to take off Luke Brown's team in his select spot, Jalen Samuels, James Conner backup, plays Cincinnati, very weak defense. Just a little stats for you guys. So when Jalen Samuels gets 10-plus touches, he averages 16.6 points per game. So,
usage equals production.
If he gets the carries, he's getting your points. So I'm going to go ahead and say start him this week.
All right, so moving in the sit-em, I'm going with DK Metcalf. Recent trade with Josh Gordon to Seattle. He's going to get a bigger role, I feel like, this week against a banged-up Philadelphia secondary. So DK won't see as many targets as he usually does. So sit him. Do not start him this week.
Good take.
Of like cutting to commercial, the cameras were like zooming in on her face.
It was weird.
And she wasn't moving.
Like,
they
usually,
just kept going.
They didn't
in.
Even do that to a player.
I know.
But they were doing it to this girl who was just sitting on the sideline.
Yeah, normally they get like the streaker treatment, you know? Like
and,
when the streaker gets on the field, they just like
well, they just,
hide the camera
yeah.
and talk.
They just like don't want to like show the person,
right,
like let them make sure they're okay and everything.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was a pretty quiet week. Our boys
up for camera lady.
Yeah. Our boys from Minnesota took their first loss, so they're out of playoff consideration now.
That sucked. Can they still make the conference championship or no?
I'm not sure.
So don't say they're out of playoff consideration
yet. I believe they're. I mean, I think they are because they're not getting in over Bama.
True. But what if Bama lost to Auburn? They're not
That's
out
true.
Yet.
They won't.
Outside, very outside shot.
Row the boat.
Anyways, Oklahoma beat Baylor. Baylor was undefeated.
What a joke. And Baylor they, choked
yeah,
that
quite,
game so
they had
hard.
Quite the comeback there.
They were up 23.
Yeah, that was bad.
I think that definitely...
They should have known.
Baylor's good.
I know, but they should have known. You look up on that scoreboard and you see 28-3. You screwed.
Yeah.
You're like, you screwed up.
You don't messed up, A.A. Wrong.
Big mistake by Baylor right there.
Why did...
What they should have done is when they went to the 28th point, when they had 26 after that touchdown...
They should have missed a field goal.
They should have missed the extra point.
Or go for two. Or go for two.
Yes, you're right. They should have gone for two. Because either they're going to jump to 29 or they're going to stick at 27.
Mm-hmm.
But the you screw yourself by going up 28-3. Terrible, terrible mistake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's not ignore that Ole Miss put up 37 against the number one team in the nation.
They did.
Are they contenders? I think so. We don't know. Little dark horse coming out.
What's Ole Miss's record? House. Yeah, what's their record now?
4-7.
Nice.
Trying to get over 500, but, you know.
That's not possible.
Might not happen.
Ole Miss trying to still make a bowl game, but is a dark horse for the playoff. You heard it here first.
Oh, I would like to point out, I think Matt Corral got hurt in that game. Ole Miss's starter.
So that's why
they've been starting the Plumlee guy.
Okay, well, this Plumlee guy.
He runs all over the field.
Ran for 212 yards and 4 touchdowns, yeah. And he's the QB.
That's epic.
It's like Lamar stats.
That's Lamar stats. I love me some Lamar.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a sec. But if we look at the new rankings, not much change. The biggest movement around was 3 spots, and it's like Auburn dropping or Iowa moving up, so nothing huge.
Nothing really affecting the actual playoff picture happened.
No, I mean, the top 7 teams didn't move, and then Penn State and Oklahoma just moved up one, so
yeah.
Nothing big. We do have a few big matches we'll get into this week later, but let's talk about a little Week 11 fantasy. So that, how'd your team do?
Put me on the spot real fast. Let me load the fantasy app up for a full recap. But I did pull out the win. I played the worst team in the league, so I was kind of chilling.
Okay.
All I needed was...
Now, I'd like to point this out. We all three are now locks for playoffs, so that's good.
We secured our spots.
Going 2 weeks left in the season, we have secured our spots. Assuming... Now, the only way we wouldn't get in is if we lost two and, like, two people won two and we dropped, like, 100 points below them, but... Very unrealistic that we.
That's exciting, though. That's exciting that the Bush League family has done extremely well.
I mean, it just proves that you guys really should listen to us. I mean, so that's number one, Max 3, and I'm sitting at 4, so we're right around there.
Hey.
Guys, excuse me, but I have to go pick up a kicker ASAP.
Interesting. So I'll go ahead and explain my game from last week. I played Lucas. It wasn't too much of an exciting game. Did come down to Monday Night Football. Was up 16. He had Sammy Watkins. He only got him 3, so pulled out the 13-point win. I would like to point out that Kyle Allen sucks. I had Russ out on a bye, so I went with Kyle Allen. Decided to throw 4 interceptions.
Terrible.
So that sucks.
The bye week quarterback can come back to haunt you sometimes.
It can. Sure. And I still put out the win, so that's okay. Uh-huh. I still put up a solid 110, and that's with my running back 1 getting 2. James Conner got hurt mid-game, so that kind of sucks too. But other than that, pretty solid week from the boys. John Brown had me 30. So,
Mac, what are you in the standings right now?
I'm sitting at 4th.
You're sitting at 4th.
Yeah.
And you've already secured a playoff spot?
Yeah.
So the playoffs are... Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm thinking the playoffs are 14.
No, they're 18. I think it's like the top 5. It's like me, us 3, Lucas, and Wyatt have all secured our playoff spot. Unless something crazy happens.
This is only my my 3rd year in the league? Or is this 4th?
I'm not sure.
Hold on. I was in it.
It's been 5 years since we started.
It's 4th, because I wasn't in there my 6th when I came to Kings Ridge.
I wasn't either.
But I was probably in there 7th, I feel like.
Okay. I joined freshman year. I was out 8th grade, because I had something to draft day, so I couldn't do it. But in 8th grade, I joined, or freshman year, I joined, so.
I want to say this is my 4th year in the league.
I think did we join the same year? I think we did.
Yeah, and this has been my best year by far. I finished last, like, 10th, 8th, and now... I think it's safe to say, knock on wood, I'm contending for a championship.
Yeah, I mean...
No guarantees, but I'm in the hunt.
My first year, I didn't make playoffs. Second year, I did. Last year, I won it, so we're right back in contention this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to pull out a win, because I've got a lot of injuries, and my team is still a little streaky, but, I mean, I'm making playoffs. I don't have to go through with the punishment, so that's good.
You are a little bit inconsistent this year. You've had some up and down play.
I mean, I've only scored under 100 twice, so...
Mac, what you got fantasy-wise last week?
I won. Mm-hmm. I beat one of the top teams, so it's me, Suddy, and Wyatt, and I beat Wyatt by almost 100. So, pretty much showed him who's the two top dogs in this league, me and Sut.
Yes, sir.
It was just kind of sad, because, like, his players hardly scored over 10. So it was like, it felt good. It was a lot, like, it was a stress reliever. Like, hey, I don't have to worry about anything, but looking to get after it next week.
It is. The weight on your shoulders when you look at fantasy, probably at like 3 o'clock, and you see, like, you're projected to win by 40 to 50 points. Like,
you just, like, just... you don't really have to watch it. Like, you kind of just can watch and root for your players. You don't really care.
Yeah, you just, you can really zone out football-wise, and you can be like, my work here is done for the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did. I ignored the 4 o'clock games and the Sunday night and the Monday night.
Yeah, well, you just can live worry-free the rest of your Sunday. It's not consuming you. It's a great feeling.
It is. So, as we move into Week 11 NFL, Mac, you've got a little Lamar stat you want to pull up for us?
Yeah, I came across this on Instagram, on CBS, and I think CBS Sports is lying to the public.
Okay.
So they posted, crazy but true, and this was 2 hours ago, crazy but true.
Shout out Future. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Michael Thomas in 2019 has 94 receptions for 1,100 yards.
Wait, run that back again.
Michael Thomas has 94 receptions and 1,100 yards.
Okay.
Good numbers.
All Ravens wide receivers combined in 2019 have 74 receptions and 1,000 yards. Okay? So let's let that sink in. Like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. He's having a good year.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it.
And then you pondered.
Then I pondered. And I went over to Lamar's stats to see how many completions he has on the year. 185 completions. Subtract, do some little math, carry the one, carry the two. That's 100 passes that he's completed, not to wide receivers. Yeah. And there's no way running backs and tight ends total for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that means Mark Andrews and Mark Ingram are averaging like...
Mark Andrews has 48 receptions on the year.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. And now they're still... they've got.
There's a chance Ingram...
Well, if you go check out Boyle and Hayden Hurst, too, because they also take... they're as tight ends, they take a few.
Slow the roll there. Yeah. I have Ingram. Let me check Ingram. I think they might be fine.
Something's just not adding up here.
It's a weird stat, but I think it's okay.
They're lying to us.
I'll look up the tight ends real quick.
Ingram has 2, 6, 7, 11, 5... Oh, gosh.
You couldn't just go 12. To a stats and look up...
Ingram has 16 receptions on the year. Okay. So not really that many.
Okay. All right.
All right. This other tight end has 23.
Oh, dude, it's right.
So that's, what did you say? Hey.
No, it's right. He said he had like...
how many did he have?
Something. Like Ingram had like high teens. I forget. I literally just said it.
Gus Edwards, who's their RB2, has 3 receptions.
Hayden Hurst has 20, so it's good. It's good. So that's crazy, though. The fact that
means that Ingram, I think it's a combination of a couple things. Ingram's spreading the ball out a lot to some other guys, to like multiple tight ends. I guess that's kind of rare. But it also means that Ingram is, Lamar. Lamar's running a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to take that into consideration. He runs, there have been a handful of games where he's had more rushing yards than passing yards.
Yeah, and they've also been blowing people out, so they just run the ball towards the end of the game anyways.
Oh, no doubt.
But when you have Ingram and Lamar on the same team, you get those points either way. So mm-hmm. I'm chilling. I don't really care.
Chilling like a villain.
These Ravens blowouts do great for my squad.
They do. Looking back at Week 11, I guess we should have... the biggest news from this week was the little Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph.
Oh, taking the helmet and chucking it at him.
Because of apparent racial slur thrown at Myles Garrett.
Rudolph denies it, but I mean, I guess he very well could have said something.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Episode 19, our Amari Cooper episode. This week, we got some weekly basketball and football news on top of some segments. Let's rock and roll.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. Episode 19. How was your weekend?
I had a good weekend. Caught a little dub Saturday morning. Just kind of hung out, chilled after that. It was a nice weekend of rest and recovery. Mac, how about you?
I didn't have an exciting last weekend, but this weekend I'm traveling to Chicago for business purposes with the whole Bush League crew. Gonna hand deliver some shirts and make some business deals.
With the whole Bush League crew? You're going on a mission, buddy.
Yeah,
you really are. You're going on a
maybe we keep
single
us,
person job.
Keep us updated on the vlog, on the story.
I got you guys.
Because you didn't really do it over when you went on your other trip. But...
I was just so consumed. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Greece.
Yeah.
Just so out of it. Enjoying the trip. What we got on tap, Jake?
We can start off with a little NBA news. Hit it real quick. Start off, Kawhi and Paul George made their debut together. You watched the game?
I didn't watch the game, but I saw a lot of highlights. I saw Paul George played really, really well.
You did.
I also saw the thing that said Paul George tried to go to San Antonio a couple years ago with Kawhi. Were you shocked by that at all?
I never saw that.
I also never saw that.
You didn't?
Are you lying? Are you lying?
News to me right now.
Do you follow ESPN on anything? It was like the little quote from Paul George, and he was like, yeah, a couple summers ago, I tried to leave and go to tried to leave Indiana and go to San Antonio and play with Kawhi, but I'm glad we got it done now. So, I mean, the NBA would have looked a lot differently if a couple years ago that duo was already formed in San Antonio.
I never saw any of that, but I did see Melo almost poster someone in his first game back.
How did he start in his first game back?
You know, I don't know, but he did pretty,
yeah, he had a pretty good game.
He did pretty good.
He didn't play that great. Who did he start
It wasn't
over?
Bad.
Yeah, he was kind of bad. He
what team is he on?
Portland. Who did he start over?
Probably Dame.
Because that's really, really disrespectful. No, definitely not. Oh, no, Dame was out.
So, Dame.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's right.
I mean, he was 4 for 14 for 10 points.
Yeah.
Hit 2 threes, though. So. Oh.
So, he was at 2 of 12 out of those 2 threes.
Dame has back spasms, so he didn't play.
I was about to say, Dame's hurt.
But, yeah, other than that, pretty
quiet. It was weird seeing Carmelo in the NBA again. Now we got to get Jamal Crawford back.
Mm-hmm.
He's our other old guy.
I'm not a fan of the 00, though. That needs to go.
It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what's his name? Ben Simmons hit his first three.
That was exciting. From the corner.
0 for 17 to start his career. Finally hit his first one.
Which really isn't that many.
No.
I think it'd be more, still.
It's one of the fact that he just doesn't take them.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, I still thought it'd be more. I was thinking about what that number would be. Thought it'd be, like, 30s or 40s, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, he finally hit it. Other than that preseason one he hit, of course.
Of course.
Yep. Moving on to the college side of things, we had James Wiseman news come up.
Right.
So he is suspended 11 games, but now has to pay an $11,500 fine.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
So, Matt, I have a question for you.
Okay.
We went over the James Wiseman scenario last week and how, you know, he got paid to move to Memphis, whatever, Penny, came back as a booster, such and such. How is a college kid making no money expected to pay a $12,000 fine? He's just going to take more money.
Yeah, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's like, somebody asked me about this analogy earlier at school, or they asked me about a situation, and I gave probably the best analogy I've ever had. So, the analogy was, it's like you murder somebody, and like for punishment, you have to bring the judge a dead body.
Yeah, it just...
And so they're not telling you to murder somebody again, but like that's what you're going to do. They're not telling James Wiseman to go take money, but how's he going to pay a fine?
I mean, they're basically assuming that they know he's getting paid, so he's going to have money, but like, you can't get him in trouble for getting
money
and then asking him to get money back. It doesn't make sense.
And technically, he's not giving the money back. He's donating it to charity.
Yeah.
Which donating is like...
It's just basically...
That's out of will. That's out of like...
Yeah.
Donating is a choice. Like, this is a fine. Like, the whole situation's weird.
I like your analogy, though, the whole judge in the body.
Thank you.
It made me, like, relate to it a little bit more.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I do take AP Lang. So.
Explain.
Explain?
Mm-hmm.
How did that go over your head? AP class?
AP Lang? I mean, how is the class? Like, I'm just asking you to explain it. Like,
I just meant with, okay, in terms of comparison. Okay. What's next?
Simple question.
All right, next up we have a little college football.
Oh.
Started off, Tua's hurt. He's out for the rest of the year. Possibly career-ending injury. He should be fine, though. What are your thoughts?
They're actually saying he's still a first-rounder on
the
draft boards.
The more interesting story is – there are two stories. How does this affect Alabama, and how does this affect his draft stock?
They're saying the Patriots are in line to get him. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if other NFL teams let him fall to the Patriots.
Somebody's going to reach – not even reach, but I'm just saying, like, if he's projected to go 20, like, somebody's still going to take him at 10.
I mean, would you consider it a fall, though? Because he's got injury. Like,
yeah,
he is
has
good,
been injury after injury after injury.
That is
both
a risky
ankles,
first-round pick.
Now the hip.
Yeah, it's still a fall to this last injury. Because at least if he didn't get injured this time, he'd still be going in healthy.
Because,
I mean, he's getting, like, surgery, right? He'll be out for a while.
I think he already had it. I think it was okay.
It was a success.
But, yeah, I think it was the same thing that happened to Bo Jackson. Not as Bo Jackson was different because he continued to play on it and didn't get surgery. So the surgery right away will help him recover, but he should be fine. But it sounds like next year is in question, where he probably won't be able to play next year either. So
for Tua, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's drastic, especially for whoever drafts him or whatever. How do you think this affects Alabama, though, in this season coming forward? Playoff hope still?
To me, I think it will definitely lessen them because they're not as good without Tua. But I don't know how the committee will take that, how they'll take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. So.
Because if Alabama, if they still, my bad, if Alabama, like, because they're just going to be on the outside looking into the SEC championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they can just beat Auburn and whoever else they have left on their schedule, I'm not sure who it is, they're still just on the outside winning in. So they don't really have a big SEC championship game to win without him. Do you think if the right stuff happens in the SEC championship, that'll lessen the committee's chances of putting Alabama in as a four, sneaking them in?
If the right thing happens, no, but I think they're still looking out right now because I think a one-loss Oklahoma who wins their championship now should get in over them.
I agree 100%.
Now, if Oklahoma were to lose, same with Oregon, I think Alabama should get in.
You think a one-loss...
This is assuming LSU beats Georgia in the SEC championship.
You think a one-loss conference champion, Oklahoma, gets in over a one-loss Alabama, whose only loss is to number one LSU?
Yes.
But it's also without... You got to get Tua. I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. So it will affect it.
I think it does. Yes. Now, yeah. I'm not sure how the committee does.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Like, that makes a difference.
All right, I agree.
I think it does, too. Other playoff teams, Ohio State and Clemson, both rolled over Rutgers and Wake Forest, respectively. The biggest game was Georgia-Auburn. Georgia pulled out a close one, but...
Interesting note, Ohio State was like 52-point favorites against Rutgers.
They didn't cover.
Did not cover.
Crazy fact, we were watching the game, and as you know, we go to King George. We saw so many King George alumni every time the camera split to, like, the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, we pointed one out every single time.
Where was the game?
Auburn.
In Auburn.
Oh, the Georgia Auburn. Yes.
Which is like.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you see?
I mean, honestly, I recognized like a couple, but like a lot of them were like when we were in seventh grade. We don't want to give out any clients' information, but I'm just saying like.
With the volumes of people who listen, we can't expose you guys like this.
We don't want to put a target on your back. But it was actually crazy because we're like.
The insurance and the law problems that would come back to us would be terrible.
We're like, oh. That's so-and-so, and then we're like, that's crazy, and then like we're like, oh my god,
like,
there's another person. Like,
what do we do with this information? Like, yeah. I see you, I know you.
I see you, but I'm not close enough to text you, hey, I see you. We did one person, because we're close to them, but we're going to leave him anonymous.
Okay, fair enough. Other than that, Georgia was up 21-0 to Auburn, scored 2 in the 4, so Georgia still pretty much controlled the game. You see the camera girl get absolutely trucked?
Yes, she was unconscious.
Yeah, she was left. Have you seen the highlights or anything about it? So, I forget who it was. Someone on Georgia was pushed out of bounds and, like, knee to the face. Yeah. She was unconscious on the field.
She was on her knee, like, recording. So, it was, like, a straight shot.
That sucks.
And she wasn't moving. And instead...